Picking the perfect date night restaurant in Houston can be overwhelming. From high-end spots to casual ones, where you go can make or break your date. That's why I'm bringing on Cron.com's food writer, Erica Chang, to help us pick the best date night dinner spots in H-Town. It's Wednesday, December 6, 2023. I'm Rahil Ramzanali, and here's what Houston's talking about. All right, before we get to the best date night dinner spots, Erica, I'm putting you on the spot. Give me your best first date success or awkward story. Go.
Oh my gosh. Okay, so with my current boyfriend, this is so funny. I've been dating him for, it's been a long time. So it's both a success and an awkward story. And this is really funny because it was technically almost the first date, but also not. We've been friends for a long time. And he's a huge Dragon Ball Z fan. So when the Broly movie come out, I don't know if y'all know any of these words or if they're in the Bible or whatever, but when the Dragon Ball movie came out, he was like, let's go see it. That's going to be our date. And this was in like January or something in the winter. I had just came back from a study abroad semester in Taiwan. So I came back with like a 13-hour time difference and I was like jet lagged. And we skipped class. We went to go see this movie in the afternoon. It was wintertime and it had like seat warmers up in the theater. I fell asleep.
Of course you did. I knew it.
Yeah, I fell asleep and I fell asleep on him. I was like drooling on him, like that tired. But also the hilarious thing is like I only fell asleep for like 30 minutes and could still catch up with the movie when I woke up. So...
Oh my god,
really weird. And he was like, I don't know how you slept through that. There's surround sound and they're fighting and they're screaming at you. What are you on? But it worked out, so
that's good. Like, you were comfortable the first date because y'all were friends. That's good. That's a good sign. Comfort is good.
Yeah, we're still together. We're like this, you know. So
hey, I love that. I love that. My awkward story. So when I first started here in the city of Houston, I was doing sports radio at a station, and we had a traffic reporter on, and she was very attractive, right? Like most traffic reporters are.
Yeah.
And the whole bit was she was going to go on a date with me.
Okay.
And, you know, she came on. She was really cool. She was awesome. She's like, yeah, we'll go to the Astros game together. And it was a very public thing, right? So we get to the Astros game, and she stood me up. She never showed up.
No.
And it was so awkward.
Wait.
Yeah.
Call her out.
Unbelievable. No, I'm not going to do that. You know what? It's all good. It all worked out. It's all fine. But yeah, that was pretty awkward. Yeah, and listeners there. And then on Monday when we recap the whole thing, it was a lot. But yeah, that was my most awkward date.
It's fine.
A date that didn't happen.
Yeah, better things. Cool. It's cool.
Yeah, for sure. So, okay, let's talk about first dates. We're going to be talking about dinner spots for the best date nights. And we're going to range from couples who are just starting the date to couples who are very comfortable, married couples, whatever it may be. So we'll start with the first one that's probably the most fun, and that's first dates, right? Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the best first date night dinner spot. What are you recommending?
Oh my gosh. Okay. So this is a one that's kind of out of left field because it requires a lot of work. It's really weird. But there is a Taiwanese style shrimp fishing venue in Houston. It's called Ebi Ebi Shrimp Fishing. And okay, it looks kind of weird. I think it's like in a warehouse, but there's like this giant pool of big old shrimp and they give you like fishing line and some like bait and you catch them yourself. But the thing is, after you're done catching them, they like roll them in salt and grill them right there. So you can have shrimp, like freshly caught shrimp for dinner. I've done it before. I only caught one thing, so I was not really eating that night, but it was like super fun and a very interesting experience. This is definitely not vegetarian, vegan safe, but I mean, no one's stopping you from taking the shrimp home as a pet, right? Like, isn't that a great souvenir?
You can save them. Yeah. That can be your mascot for the relationship,
yeah,
right?
Exactly. What about you? What do you think is great?
I'm going with a similar thing. Like, I need an experience on the first date. I don't want to do just dinner. We're not doing movies. I'm not going to the Cheesecake Factory. I'm basically putting out the whole list that went viral a while back, but to me, I need an experience just like that. For me, it's PopStroke, which is a fun way to learn about your date. And what PopStroke is, it's a mini golf setup, but it's not your typical mini golf. It's like more high end. It's more fun. And of course, they've got food there. I need to know if the person I'm going to be dating, I'm not dating anybody now because I'm married, but I need to know, are you competitive? Are you going to get frustrated in an athletic format? Because I got to get a sense of your personality. So I'm going pop stroke, or any mini golf is fine, or any kind of athletic venture. But pop stroke is like higher end. It looks cool. It's fun. And again, I want to know, are you about that life? Are you going to get frustrated when you can't get that ball in?
Oh my gosh, that is so sports radio of you, man. Like, I get it. I'm like, okay, very in character, but I suck at mini golf. We would, if you and I were on a date at mini golf, there would not be a second date. There would barely be an end to the first one. We out here, we done. I cannot hang.
Would you get frustrated if you weren't good at it?
Oh yeah. And I know I'm bad at it. That's the worst part. Like,
oh, come on.
I just like, nah. Sorry, let's cut it out. But like laser tag, bowling, oh, it's on.
Okay, but see, that's good. Like any kind of competitive setting, I love, because I'm a competitive person. I like athletics. I work out a lot, so that's a big part of my life, right? And on the first date, you got to get a sense of, is this person going to be compatible with my life? And hey, I need to know, are you gonna fail in the eyes of pressure? When pressure is on, what is it like? So I'm going mini golf.
Okay, is this a job interview or a date? Come on.
It's both.
You going in. You going to war with your dates, man. I mean, okay, no judgment. Shout out to your wife. She's strong.
Okay, that was a lot of fun. The first date one. I don't know how we're going to top that, Erica, but we're going to keep it moving. Let's go best date night dinner spot to impress your date. So somebody that's been dating for a while, but you're like really trying to wow them right now. Where are you taking them?
Oh, okay. So there is this Korean barbecue place on Whit Road, like in Spring Branch. It's called Bori, B-O-R-I, Korean barbecue. And it is like so interesting to me. So one, you're grilling your own meat, right? Like the cuts of meat are high quality, whatever. The sides are delicious. But the cool stunner part of this is the restaurant has an art gallery in it. So like you can see some local art. You can like, you know, put around, just like throw your scarf over your shoulder or whatever people be doing, take pictures. And there's a garden. So that's kind of like a built-in fancy thing with your meal. And, you know, after you're done looking at all that stuff, you can grill your own meat at the table and wow your date with like perfectly cooked Wagyu or whatever we do in there. I would be burning them to a crisp, but. Yeah.
That is so cool. Art, garden, and of course, grill your own meat. That's a fun date right there.
Yeah.
That's a good one. Erica, that's going to be tough to top. I'm just going to admit it right now. That is fun right there. My wife hates going to art galleries with me because I am one of those bougie snobs. I will literally get right up to the picture and I'm like, wow, what was the artist feeling when he did this paint stroke right here versus that one right there?
Please.
Yeah, that's me.
Please, you know what? We're going to put you in the museum. You're changing jobs right now. We're swapping you out.
Okay, I'm going with Rococo's signature omakase. Ooh. I don't think you can go wrong with that. I know it's a little high end. Like if you've been only dating for a couple of months and you take somebody for that, that might be like a whoa. Like, okay, we're setting the bar really high. But to me, that one is a super impress your date, okay? From the perfect king crab, there's a coconut soup that they bring out, at least when I went. Of course, you've got your rolls and you've got all the high-end cuts of fish. You can't go wrong with that, but I don't know. That might be like too much, right? I don't know.
That's like put a ring on it. That's an engagement dinner. Like if I was eating an endless supply of sashimi, bro, cuffed, done. It's over, off the market.
That's it right there. And look, it's not too expensive either. It's $108 if you get just a signature one, I believe it's called. So come on, that's not too bad, right? I don't know. I don't know what the range is here for impressed.
No, I'm impressed. I mean, I'm impressed if something is over $50, man. Let's get it.
Okay, that's what I'm talking about. Let's go to our next one. This is a date night dinner spot for a casual date, right? You've been dating for a while. You're comfortable. You're falling asleep on your boyfriend's shoulder because he really wanted to go watch a movie, something like that. You're really comfortable around each other. Where are you going?
Okay. So I'm taking that man to Aga's.
That's what I'm talking about.
I love Aga's. It's great. And like, my thing is, love is real if you can see me sweat while I eat. Like if I'm eating that vindaloo and I'm eating them goat chops, and I have like a headband on, and my hair is like pulled back, and I'm just like crying, then it's like we're locked down. That is it.
Oh, that's such a, I'm so glad you picked August because I always pick August for everything. That's my favorite restaurant in Houston. And people are like, come on, pick something new. So, but I like your logic here. This is my logic for Miko's. I'm taking Miko's hot chicken because if you're comfortable around somebody, you're eating a hot sandwich and you are sweating, you're like, ooh, this is too much right here. And you're doing that like wave of like, oh, cool it down. This is too much. I think that is a sign of being comfortable around somebody eating spicy food.
Yeah. And like, oh my gosh, Miko's is a great pick. Have you heard about like their love story?
Yeah. It's so awesome. I actually saw them. I was helping them out with a project. They just welcomed a new baby as well. So they're growing their clan. And, you know, Miko's still out there like working, and Chris is out there as well, part of the business. It is so much fun. And I'm so happy for their success.
That's amazing. Okay. I love when love is seen through food. I think it's beautiful. And when it's something mm-hmm. that's like hot chicken, because Miko originally did like a rolled ice cream spot and it turned into hot chicken for some reason. And I was, oh, amazing. What a great metaphor for like one, falling in love online and two, like yeah. growing in that way.
Okay, Erica, my next one, stick with me here. All right. This is a best dinner spot where you seem like you're super interesting. Okay. Like you're telling your, whether it be new person you're dating or spouse or somebody, that look, I'm still super interesting. Does that make sense? I know it's kind of hard to follow, yes. but tell me, does that make sense?
Yeah, it does. Okay. I get what you're saying. You're like luring them back in.
Yeah. You're like, ooh, wow. I didn't know you had this side of you.
Oh, okay. All right. So my go-to meal for this kind of like date is hot pot, which is, it sounds crazy. Like, yeah, like it sounds crazy, but hot pot is a social meal. So, you know, the soup is boiling, you're waiting for your meat to cook, you're grabbing all your ingredients, you're mixing sauces. Your personality really just gets a chance to shine through, and you have time to talk to them. Oh, perfect. And it's just really fun to DIY your meal and see what everybody else is into, right? Like yeah. if I am like using ponzu and soy sauce as like a dipping thing, but somebody else is using like chili oil, I'm like, oh, okay. Like, what does that say about you, right? Tell me about that. And like currently there's so many great shabu hot pot restaurants in Houston, but my favorite right now is Kim Shabu up in Spring Branch. Immaculate. It's all you can eat, throw down, ready to go.
Ooh, that is super interesting. I would leave like, oh, yo, that is pretty cool. And like, especially if you've never been, right? Yeah. So you leave with a new experience. That's cool right there. Okay, mine isn't that interactive, but to me, if I want to show somebody I'm super interesting, I'm going to Nancy's Hustle. And mm-hmm. it's not because of the vibe or the awesome menu and all that good stuff, but to me, there's something super interesting about the burger. The English muffin burger is outstanding. It's one of the best in the city, and it just changes something so simple that when somebody orders it, you go, oh, you're okay, cool, that's pretty super interesting. I know it's a weak answer.
No, it's not.
I don't have something cool like yours, but I just find that place to be super interesting.
No, it's a top tier restaurant. People love going there, so it's solid, and it's like, it's got, like you said, it's got good vibes. I dig it.
Yeah. Okay, we're all busy during the week, and it's hard to find some time sometimes during the weekdays to meet up for dinner. So let's give the listeners a spot for the best weekday dinner date spot after work. Where are we going?
Oh, okay. So I don't know about y'all, but after work, I like to go home. I like to relax. I like to be somewhere really comfortable, right? And that place for me is, stick with me here, Aladdin's Mediterranean.
That's, yes, it's like a weird the OG.
One. Yeah, it's great. The one in Montrose is amazing. The one in Garden Oaks, awesome. Every time I go, it just feels like home. Like I will walk in the door and they already know my order and they know my name. But like in addition to like good food and tons of options, it's really customizable, and it's got everything for everybody, like vegetarian, halal, vegan. It's great. It's also BYOB. Like you can bring your own wine. They'll have like wine glasses for you. And so it's a really chill time with great food and like a really great atmosphere.
I like that one. It's such a staple of the Houston food scene. So I love Aladdin. That's a good one right there. I'm going with Bistro Manil, and here's why I'm picking it. It has a great menu. I recently went, and the service is outstanding. You can get in, you can get out, but then you can also walk the area and, of course, go to the Manil before or after dinner, depending on what time you go. But it's just a cool way to unwind, to relax, and really take into some of the best offerings of the city. And I love just going there and hanging out. But the restaurant is outstanding. I was blown away. I was like, oh, this is just going to be a museum place or whatever. But it was really good.
Wow. Okay. We love to see that. There you go again, being an art snob and being that guy.
Hey, there you go. When I ordered that burger, what emotions was I feeling? You know, like, that's what I want to know, right? Like, I'm getting that bougie with
oh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
See,
real.
Yeah, it's a good after work spot. It's easy to get to. There's a lot of parking too, which I love. So you can just park, walk in, and relax. And if it's a good day, you can sit outside and just enjoy it.
Wow. Okay. We love that one. That's great. I need to hit that place up.
Yeah, you got to hit it up. Okay, my next one, a lot of places are now offering experiences with their dinner, right? It could be anything from belly dancing to having a karaoke station, whatever it is. There's a lot of experiences. I'm not one for experiences with my dinner. Like, I just want to eat, talk, and go about my day. Do you have any recommendations for best date night spots for dinner with an experience?
Oh my gosh. Okay. Now that you say this, I've been thinking a lot about Korean karaoke restaurants, if that is like weird. But there's a new one that recently opened up, and they recently changed their name. They used to be Soju Pocha, but now they're Mugunghwa, which is like the national flower of Korea. But this place, it is so much fun. They got a big old karaoke scene. They've got really trendy Korean bar bites. So, you know, like the super cheesy corn and like the melty rice cake things. Yeah, they got that. And they have traditional Korean food. So if you're going for like, you know, kimchi pancakes and stuff, it's also great. The stunner, though, is the karaoke. People go up there and they go nuts. Koreans love them some karaoke. Yeah. And the restaurant hosts themed nights. Like, I think when the Eras Tour movie came out, they did a Taylor Swift night. They'll do like Halloween costume events, and they do a bunch of like seasonal things. So it's, you're the experience, you know?
Yeah, that's a cool one right there. That's fun. What's your go-to karaoke song?
Oh God. what if, okay. NSYNC, It's Gonna Be Me.
You can't go wrong with the boy band classics.
I love a boy band so much. And I will go ham. I know the little, like, the dance when they start, you know?
No.
Top notch.
That's so good. Okay, last one. This is a dinner spot that you would never like to go on a date. I know. We're going to end on a negative note today. Where's a dinner spot you never want to go on?
Bold. Okay. Respectfully to the city of Houston. Anything with a long line. I don't care if it's like a newer poppin' restaurant. Let's just not do that, right? Because like even this year, we've seen like the Trill Burgers opening. The line was like wrapped around the street. And if I'm going on a date and you want me to stand in line for at least 40 minutes, I don't know, man. Like that's a lot of work.
Oh, man. Sorry for your boyfriend for wanting to spend time with you and talk to you. Come on. That's so awesome. That's love right there. I'm going to flip that on you.
We can talk while seated eating appetizers. I mean, I don't know. We could talk anytime.
I'm with you. I hate lines. So that's a good one. And now with Keith Lee going everywhere, everything's going to have lines. Come on.
Oh my gosh. Don't get me started. Okay, first of all, let me say shout out to local businesses. I love supporting Houston businesses. I just hate the lines. And that's okay. I'll do it on occasion. I'll just do it after everyone else has had it.
Yeah. Once the hype dies down, we can go. Yeah. For sure. That's a good one. Okay, you might hate this one, but any crawfish spot, I hate going with, like, don't, we're not doing a date night with crawfish because it's just too messy. I want to enjoy it. I want to be able to suck the head. I want to have garlic pieces all over my beard. Even now, again, I've been married to my wife now for almost 12 years, okay? And when we go eat crawfish, I get uncomfortable. I'm like, can you look away? Because this is my time right now. And at least three times during the meal, she'll be like, you got something right here. You got, come on. Can you behave yourself, please? I'm like, no, this is my time. I love eating Vietnamese crawfish. And I don't want to be seen by anybody. Okay. It's just me in a corner enjoying it.
Okay. Yes, I get that. But flip side, if it's crawfish season, no hold barred. We going in. I don't care who sees. Like,
yeah.
There's only a few months that we can do that. So everybody just look away. But I agree with you. It's a lot of work and it gets real messy. It's like a crime scene up in there. So, oof.
Erica, thank you so much. That was a lot of fun. And to all of our listeners, I know you're ready now to attack date night. So we hope we helped you out. Erica, appreciate it.
Thank you so much, Rio. Have a good one.
That was Erica Chang. You can read all of her work with the link in our show notes. And of course, I've linked all of the places we've discussed in there as well. So tell me about your most awkward date. Send us a message on Instagram at CityCastHouston, or you can reach out to us with the contact info in our show notes. That will do it for today. Thank you for listening, and I hope you learned something new.